Welcome to Venture Step Podcast, where we discuss entrepreneurship, industry trends, and the occasional book review. Today, we're going to be discussing Meta's hardware, Quest 3, and Ray-Ban Meta glasses, and how that might reevaluate our relationship with hardware, with AI increasingly becoming more integrated into our day-to-day lives. Before we dive in, my name is Dalton. My background is a bit of a mix of programming, data science, and insurance. Offline, you could find me running, building my side business, or lost in a good book. You can listen to the podcast in video or audio format on Spotify or YouTube. And if audio is more your thing, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Today, we're going to be discussing the route of which Meta and Mark Zuckerberg wants to take their next iteration of Llama 4. Llama 4 is not the current iteration of Llama. That would be in the previous episode, which would entail Llama 3, discussion of Llama 3 and its capabilities, which was really cool. But there's already plans for Llama 4. And Llama 4 is going to be more of a anonymous slash like task management with agents, AI agents. And so I have a brief demo of some AI agents that Meta has already released out in the wild that I want to talk about. And so I want to talk about the, you know, the future plans of Llama 4 and these AI agents. And I'll do a short demo. We're going to talk with Dating with Carter and Cooking with Max. I don't know who is the famous persona that they're using with Dating with Carter and Cooking with Max, but I do know that they're using Snoop Dogg for the Dungeon Master who helps create, you know, I don't know, like dungeon stuff and helps you decide like how to navigate a dungeon. Tom Brady is your sports friend who you can talk about sports stuff with. And the list goes on and on. A lot of it is, you know, famous people. They're using their persona and training these AIs to kind of, I guess, talk like them, but also at the same time be relevant to the topic of which you're entering in the chat with. But those are the two AI agents that we're going to speak with during this podcast episode. And then I was going to discuss Meta Ray-Ban glasses. And then I wanted to also speak about Meta Quest 3. Those are the topics for today. Okay. So I mentioned it briefly, but the route of which Mark and Meta want to go is for Llama 4. It's going to be trained to be used for agency. And what I mean is Llama 4 will have independent capabilities where they see that Llama 4 will be able to handle tasks or help manage your day. And what that might look like, and what I think it might look like, is I would have an AI agent. We'll call it Alfred, because Alfred from Batman, Alfred seems dependable, helpful, and when things hit the fan, Alfred can get it done. So Alfred might touch in with you in the beginning of your day, ask you what sort of things you have on your plate, and what can he help handle. And so he might be like, "Hey, how are you doing, so and so? You know, what do you have going on today, and what are some things that you need help dealing with?" And you might respond, "Oh, well, I'm getting ready for work and, you know, I'm running a little late. Do I need to send a notification to the team that I'm going to be late to the office? Can you check the traffic and get back to me and see if it's going to take longer than usual?" Then you can say, "Oh, and also I need to follow up with Sally. She has my shoes." Sorry to burp. "She has my shoes and it's been a couple of weeks. I need to follow up with her." And then the third thing could be, "Okay, well, also I'm having some people over and I don't have time to stop to the grocery store on the way home. What can I make food-wise in my fridge?" And then you kind of list some ingredients and say, can you come up with an interesting meal for me?" And then Alfred could respond, "Hey, yeah, that's great, so-and-so. I'll follow up with my friends and I'll get back to you at the end of your workday. And so what Alfred would do is he would reach out to these agents that Meta is creating. And currently they have, I think 26 or 28 agents. Let me see. We'll go with 28 agents or 26. I'm losing it right here. Okay. So sorry. I had it in my notes, but I kind of got lost because when I was talking, I accidentally had this recording on. So my Word doc on the left that has like some notes was like all cluttered with what I was talking about. So it's 28 AI agents that they're currently launching with. And they said that this is going to be the initial launch, and that launch will follow additional launches of more agents. So that being said, Alfred's going to reach out to, I guess, Cooking with Max and some other people like Kendall Jenner NC, because she's supposed to be the no BS ride or die companion that helps manage friendships and is someone to go to. So you could be like, okay, Kendall Jenner, which is called Billy, can you reach out to Sally for me and help me out? Blah, blah, blah. And so those are the things that I envision and how it would potentially work. Or you could go a different route and say, oh, I have some friends coming over for the dungeon stuff, and you know, let's come up with some cool scenarios that we could play out as friends and that we'd find captivating and overall compelling. Or you could have, oh, I have some sports people that I'm going with a networking event, and they're really into so and so sport. If they bring up this sport, what are some opinions I can have, or can you give me highlights of like what's been going on, so I feel informed, and if they ask for my opinion, I can kind of let them know that I'm not too familiar with the sport, but here's what I think. That would be really interesting, right? I think so. I think it'd be really cool, honestly. And they have these AI agents that I'm speaking of in Instagram and Facebook currently. So you, after this episode, can go on, and I'll have the link in the show notes or show description. You can go on and you'll be able to click that link. You'll click that link and then you go to another link that is integrated with Instagram or Facebook. It'll be like a Facebook link or an Instagram link to their profile. And what you'll do is you'll message Cooking with Max or these other AI agents that you might find interesting, and you can have conversations with them. And we're going to have a conversation here in a minute. But I think the key benefit of them launching these AI agents is that many people are not necessarily comfortable with talking with these agents. For the most part, if you're listening to the show, you've probably dabbled in some ChatGPT or some level of LLMs where you feel a little bit more comfortable about taking on the task of talking to an agent, as they're not that much different. It's basically an LLM that's purpose-built and is good at those things. And if you ask it stuff outside of those purpose-built areas of topics or expertise, then it doesn't know, which is fine, because that's what they're supposed to be good at, these things, and they're more approachable that way, and it's less about prompting and more about extracting the information for the user. But the cool thing about it being on social media is it gives people an intro, a soft launch to interacting with these AI agents, and makes people feel a little bit more comfortable, and it's a little bit more approachable, to where, you know, there's auto prompt generation and help you decide like what to say, or it's Snoop Dogg, you know, or Paris Hilton, she's the detective to help solve your detective partner. And so it makes things a little bit more approachable. And it also can become like a meme, or it can be talked about with your friends. Oh, like, did you talk to Dwayne Wade, who is Victor is the Iron Man triathlete motivating for your best self? So that's someone who I need to talk with. Victor needs to help me out, and he needs to get me He needs to get me trained up because I recently did a triathlon this weekend with no training, and or triathlon sprint. Sorry, correcting everyone for myself. A triathlon sprint, and I didn't do any training. So it's like a half mile swim close to it. It's a, I think, a 13 mile bike ride, and there is a 5K run, which is 3.1 miles. I did it, I think, in an hour and 24 minutes, but I definitely need to train as it's brutal when you're not training. And so I have to speak with Victor. Victor hopefully can help me out. But so there's these AI agents that are approachable. They have ease of access as they're integrated in Instagram and Facebook. And so it keeps you on the app. It keeps you engaged. And then the next step would be, okay, now we have one centralized AI agent that communicates with these all these other AI agents that can handle actual tasks for you. Like maybe Cooking with Max would somehow have or know that you needed, if you said, oh, I want to make chicken Alfredo or some other meal and you didn't have the ingredients, you said, oh, Max, I really want to make chicken Alfredo, but I don't think I have any chicken at the house or milk or something like that. Then you could have Max potentially order, or Alfred reach out to Max, be like, hey Max, you know, can you confirm that these are the ingredients, like these are the ingredients that we're missing for chicken Alfredo, or do we need anything else? And if that's it, then from the list provided to you, and we're good to go, can you order the missing items? And then Max could take care of it, get back to Alfred. Alfred's like, okay, yeah, Max ordered everything for you. That would be something that I want. I would love that. It'd be great. I don't want to do those tasks. Like these tasks are not for me. So now I'm going to go on my phone. Let's see how this works here. So let me share my screen. I'll show you what... My Riverside thing's right here. Okay. So share screen. And I have a trillion tabs open. So we'll do Cooking with Max first, or we could do, let's do Dating with Carter. Also share audio. I don't think I need to. Okay. So you should be able to see my screen, but I can't message Dating with Carter without being on Instagram. So I'm on Instagram on my mobile app. So you won't be able to see it if you're looking at the video. I'll just do a voice chat to Dating with Carter. And when I mean voice chat, I mean like voice to text. I'm going to ask Dating with Carter a question about trying to find my running wife. And let's see if Dating with Carter responds correctly. I think that if I'm trying to find someone who runs, I should probably go and search out this individual at a run club. Hey, Carter, I'm looking to try to find a running girlfriend who's interested in fitness, especially when it comes to running and or competing in races, and competes in triathlon, right? And then I'll say, after that, we're fumbling here. My phone is all messed up because I can't talk about what I'm saying until I finish the message. Hold on. Where do you think I should find this individual? I don't feel that I can find this person out in the general public as they're hard to come by. Okay. Dating with Carter says you should search out tight-knit communities like the running community or triathlon communities. It's perfect for finding like-minded singles. Try joining a local running club/group or teams that align with your interests and goals. Attend races and events and training sessions to meet fellow runners and triathletes. Online communities and forums are also a great resource. Join groups and forums dedicated to running and triathlons to connect with others who share your passions. All right. So that's what Dating with Carter says. And then we'll do Max here. So I'll ask Max, like, I have some weird ingredients in my fridge. Can you help me make a meal? Hey, Max, I have some friends coming over later tonight, but I want to use your expertise to figure out what I should be cooking. I have chicken, peanut butter, lettuce, tomatoes, and asparagus, and some general household spices. What kind of meal can I create for my friends tonight? I have no idea. I'm just doing this on the fly. Okay, so they're saying that I can create a Thai-inspired peanut chicken stir fry, diced chicken with peanut butter, soy sauce, and spices. Then add sliced asparagus and tomatoes. Serve over rice and noodles with a side of fresh lettuce leaves. I don't know, Cooking with Max. I'm not sure if that's the route that we're gonna go, but those were the real-time interactions with Cooking with Max and Dating with Carter. Now we're going to shift over and discuss Meta's Quest 3. And so Quest 3 came out within the last 6 months for sure. I'm not sure on the exact date, but I know it's recently. And so Meta 3 has some increased capabilities, and one of which is a better pass-through. And so pass-through basically is when you have a headset on, how much of the outside world can you see when you have a headset on? So the level of immersion, you can choose your level of immersion now with these pass-through capabilities. So if you wanted zero pass-through, you could set it that way. Or if you want it to be like 50-50 or so-so, you can do that. But also with this level of pass-through, you can interact with your space. And so you can play video games in your space, and somehow the video games that you're playing with your friends at your house would know that, hey, I'm behind a couch, so like you can't shoot through the couch, and like this is cover. And so you can use these like real world objects in your virtual world with this mixed reality to interact with your friends and the environment of which you're playing in, which is pretty cool. Another interesting thing is with this pass-through capability, you can display augments and you can play board games with your friends at the same, not at the same time, but you can, these are separate topics, but you can play a board game with your friends. And you could put the board game on the table, or everyone could be at the couch, and the board game could be in the middle, and you could see everything interact, which is pretty cool, where you're displaying it in your actual space. You can see everyone around you except only the area that the board game is covered. So it gives you a level of immersion of which you feel comfortable with. And then I also mentioned that there's this thing called augments. Augments are these 3D anchored elements that spatially anchored elements that are permanently st structured in this anchored space. So how I would explain it is maybe you have a widget on your phone, and when you put your calendar widget on your dashboard, your widget is there every time you open up your phone. So you could see, okay, my schedule today is this, these are the dates, blah, 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 all these events. The same kind of concept for these augments. So an augment, and it was demoed, a light demo during Meta's keynote, but it doesn't come out until later this year. So I don't really, no. I mean, I'm going off the demo and some of the options they had, but they demoed some live photos that you could have on the wall with your family, or they had this workout mirror that you have, and it would kind of mirror you and then also have a workout, which was pretty cool. I think it'd be similar. Sorry, I'm burping. It would be similar to, what is it? It would be similar to, it's not Lululemon's mirror. I think Lululemon has a workout mirror. And then also that other company, Peloton mirrors. It'd be similar to that, but virtually in your mixed reality, because you would be able to see everything, but these elements would be in your real space, if I'm explaining that correctly. I'm not sure. But think about it as a widget, and you put a widget on your wall, and that widget would be your Instagram feed of your favorite friends, or your latest Instagram feed, or the news, or videos that you like to watch, or pictures of your family. Or they also demoed a trophy that you earn from completing some hard quests in some video games that you can play in mixed reality / VR. And so you have these widgets that are permanently spaced or permanently anchored in your space when you put on your headset every time. What that tells me is I think that people are moving, not people, but Meta is trying to move people more into using the headsets, not for playing video games or just working, but they want people to use them as part of their routine. So maybe your routine, when you get up in the morning, you put your headset on, you check your feeds while you're getting coffee, you see, I don't know, the baby monitor on the wall while you're watching the morning news, so you could see the morning news on this screen over here, and then on your wall you have a permanently augment of your baby feed with, you know, a view of your baby, but you could also watch the news. And, you know, once you go back to put on your shoes and your clothes, you have an augment of the weather right before you leave the house. So, you know, okay, is it raining? What kind of, is it cold? How should I dress for today? Do I need to bring my umbrella? And then right before you leave the house, you take off your headset and then you leave. But I think that they want you to use Meta Quest headsets, not only for work, not only for playing video games or socializing. They want to be more integrated into your daily life. And that would also include you browsing Facebook and Instagram within Quest, using augments or just opening up the app yourself, which is kind of freaky when you think about it right now. But I feel that it might be a little bit more common once these AI systems become more advanced in the years to come, and there's less of a reason for you to have a cell phone. And maybe your cell phone is just a pair of glasses or a phone on your, or not a phone, but a watch on your wrist, and that's good enough, and that will handle everything that you would need on a day-to-day basis. Meta also announced in their keynote integration with Microsoft 365. That will be coming later this year. So Meta is also coming out with like this work suite to manage your workers at an enterprise scale. And then also integrating with Microsoft 365 for data and apps and the whole nine yards. And I think that is huge because a lot of people for work, you know, they might do a lot of stuff in Word or Excel or PowerPoint, things that are in the work suite. They're not necessarily opening up a virtual machine and doing some code and then running it in an emulator or all sorts of just other stuff that people do on a day-to-day basis, but a small select amount of people are doing it. Oh man, this is just like episode 6 or something. I'm getting killed by a mosquito out here. It's murdering me while I'm trying to talk. Okay. It's kind of distracting. Microsoft 365, a integration with Microsoft, a work platform, work suite to manage users, I think is great because it's better to expand in your virtual space versus in your actual 3D space. And what I mean by that is my computer setup is I have like a $600 desk that goes up and down. I have a docking station that is like $300. I have a computer stand that is a couple hundred dollars. My monitors are $600 each. I'm not counting my mic because people don't need that for work, but you get the point. Is instead of spending over $1,000 on these things, I need the desk no matter what, but I could have skipped out on like the $300 monitor stand. I could have skipped out on the two $600 monitors. So that saves some money. And I could have saved some money in not getting a docking station. If you just purchased one $500 device, you could do those things and have a more expensive setup while spending less money. Because in VR or mixed reality, you can have like seven screens, large screens, much larger than what you could afford in your actual space. And so you want to expand virtually because it's easier to build these things with software than it is to do so with hardware. Oh, I'm getting killed by this mosquito. This is a hungry one. Okay. So I talked about how you can be working in Meta, how Meta might change or alter your routine. Another thing that is going to be interesting is socializing / working. When I say working, I mean like meetings, like after hour meetings or something like that, where you guys get one of those virtual happy hour drinks. There was an interview with Lex Friedman and on Lex Friedman's podcast number 398. And I'll put it in the show description. Or I keep saying that, the podcast description of this episode. Mark discusses Metaverse with Lex Friedman in the Metaverse. And so Metaverse is working on 3D hyper-realistic avatars, which are insanely realistic, where you can't tell whether they're real or false. I mean, you can... real or false. That's funny. You can kind of tell in the sense that the lighting is kind of artificial, but if you just look at the faces of the two avatars, it's really difficult to tell. I'll send you the link. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you would probably be listening or interested in Lex Friedman, and you might have missed this episode. I found it pretty interesting, and you learned a lot about the Metaverse. But this is something that Mark and Meta are working on to get this accessible to just your phone. Right now, you need to go into a high-tech studio, and it takes like 3 hours where you get your whole face scanned and your body, and then it creates this huge 3D hyper-realistic model, compresses it, and then puts it into the Metaverse for you. But you obviously don't have 3 hours. You can't afford to go to this huge studio to do these things. They need to get to the point where you can do it on your phone. And that's kind of what he talks about and how they're working towards it. Because it doesn't need to be this hyper-realistic. It could be a little bit dulled down. I mean, it's crazy how it looks like I'm at the wax museum when I have the video paused. But if you could have this information on your phone and have this feature on your phone, you know, do a 3D of your face, your face gets converted into a hyper-realistic 3D model. You upload it to Metaverse, and then bam, you can have meetings with your family, friends that are across the world and feel like you're there and have a different level of immersion because you're so used to interacting with people and things at a 3D level. And then when you're on a video, it's nice, but not the same as seeing the person you love or your friend in 3D. We are moving over to Meta Ray-Bans. Meta Ray-Bans is a hardware collaboration with a famous sunglasses company Ray-Bans. Sure, you've heard of Ray-Bans. They're not unknown. So Meta Ray-Bans is a pair of sunglasses that you can purchase for around $300, which is not that much more than you can purchase normal Ray-Ban sunglasses. So I think it's a pretty good deal, coming that it has a really nice camera that can have video and photos of high depth that you could post directly to Facebook or Instagram in portrait mode. It looks slick. It's got integration with Llama, so you can ask questions on the fly. It has hours of battery life, and then when it's dead, you'd still use it as normal sunglasses. So it's in itself, it's multifunctional, because if you use all the battery for the Meta Ray-Bans, they're still Ray-Bans, so they still work as sunglasses. And they're not overly, oh my gosh, this person has a camera on their face. It's really subtle, and it's really hard to tell. And that's some of the criticisms that reviewers have, is like, oh, okay, like, this is great and all, but I'm taking videos of my friends and photos of my friends with this tap or double tap, and it does this very faint light when it takes a photo, and then it does a couple blinks when it takes a video, and you have no idea that someone's taking a video of you or a photo. And so their advice was like, okay, if you see someone who has Ray-Bans on and you're concerned about getting video, just duck away from them or try to move out of the way. That was their input. Or that Meta increases the brightness or something. Maybe make it a flashing red light versus a white light. I'm not sure. But I say all these things to discuss that, hey, it's low key. They don't look like smart glasses. They appear to be normal glasses until you do some taps and it takes a video or a photo. You can also call in Llama to ask questions, which is pretty interesting in itself, where it unlocks the ability for you to ask things on the fly, like, okay, what about so-and-so restaurant, or how fast does this car go, or how long is the Great Wall of China? Things that you might want to know on the fly. Or maybe you have a conversation with someone, and I don't know how you could do it, but maybe you could just double tap, ask Llama on the fly without, like, maybe in your conversation you pose a question, but at the same time you're posing a question to someone, you're posing the question also to Llama on your glasses, and then Llama can respond to you while you're listening to the other person. I'm going down a serious rabbit hole there with the idea that it can might help you with some augmentation of intelligence, like augmented intelligence, where you can amplify your cognitive abilities by having this AI device giving you real-time information and insights, which is where I think that Llama and Meta Ray-Bans will be going once things improve. Maybe you might be able to ask it with it giving permissions at maybe a certain keyword to take video from your glasses, give it to Llama in a multimodal fashion, then it understands and translates the video into the LLM, and then comes back with a result like, okay, tell me what car this is, or something like, I really like this car. What kind of car is it? What's its horsepower? Can you give me its specs? And then you give the photo, which it would be a video that turns into a photo that gets turned into vectors, which gets translated into the internet, and then it comes back, and then it gives the result. And that result would be whatever you're looking for, hopefully. there's a long way to go for that, but that would be the direction of where I think that Meta Glasses will take and is going. Or in our original conversation earlier, you can ask Llama to do things for you. Have Llama/Alfred reach out to these AI agents that we discussed and demoed earlier to handle your tasks, and then they can get back to you on your glasses with your speaker on your glasses. Overall, super exciting, really cool stuff to have these AI assistants integrated in our daily lives, on social media, on your face. It sounds freaky, but I don't think so. And I think that we should embrace this revolution that we are seeing unfold in our eyes. Today, I discussed the direction that Meta and Mark are going to take with Llama 4. That might change, subject to change, but they said they're already working on how things are going to be working long term, and I think they've already started working on the smaller models, he said. So they're still training Llama 3, the big model, the 4 and 8 billion, and then 4 and 8 billion. And they're working on Llama 4 smaller models. That's what he said recently. I talked about Meta Quest 3 and the updates that came with and the pass-through capabilities and how that would potentially play with working, gaming, and socializing. I spoke about the Meta 3 Ray-Bans and how having AI being integrated and on your face might have public concerns and might increase your cognitive abilities with real-time information if it gets good enough. Being able to take videos and photos at a POV point of view. Shots is pretty interesting and cool to capture those special moments where you don't have time to take out your phone. I want to encourage everyone to leave a comment out on the show. It seems like we're gaining some traction here. If you want to help out and you find this information interesting, then please subscribe or leave a comment or share with your friends. This helps out the algorithm. And if you don't want to subscribe and you're leaving it out for another week, just click on this post and press share and copy link. And that would be immense to the algorithm. It's letting people know that not only did you like this content, you liked it so much that you're sharing it with your imaginary friend. You don't actually have to share it to anyone, but if you copy the link, it makes a big deal. Or it is a big deal for me. Anyways, if not, no big deal. I'll see you next week. As always, have a great day. Good night. See everyone. Bye.